Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, are we still friends?
We are still friends, absolutely. Well, can I ask you that question? Are we still friends?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We are still friends.
I want to apologize because I'm the one that pushed the trade in and then said it was okay to swap out the findings, and it became a much bigger headache than I think either one of us really anticipated, and certainly
Yeah.
don't like the outcome.
So I got mad, obviously. And I told Anne I was done. And I was packing up all the shit and sending it back.
Okay.
I started to do that yesterday. I got the diamonds back. I had Carl put them back in the mountings that they were in. And I put the other ones back in the mountings that they were in.
Okay.
I can't find the little card because I was stocking them, so I probably threw it away.
Okay.
The little tiny black thing that they'd come in with the holes in it.
Yeah.
I imagine they're going to tell me that they're not theirs. Yeah,
Now I'm wary to put words in anybody's mouth,
yeah.
but in the past, the little black card—it's kind of like having a diamond paper.
Right.
It hasn't prevented anything from being an issue for that. It's like, when somebody calls me and says, "Hey, I don't have the memo paperwork." Okay, no problem. Do you have the diamonds? Yeah, I have the diamonds. Okay, return the diamonds. I don't need the memo paperwork. I scrap it anyway,
Well, yeah.
So if you don't have the little black card, which is kind of the equivalent of a diamond paper for a loose diamond, I don't think that'll be a big deal. We got plenty of other black cards that can print out a new label. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I had taken all the bracelets out as a case that I had brought in for the customer, and I started to package everything up, and I obviously can't afford to send it back. So I was going to ask you for a call tag, but I don't like where it went, but I don't know that I want to burn that bridge. So I don't know yet. I'm on vacation now. It's starting today.
Okay, good for you.
And so nothing's going to happen till next week anyway, but I don't know. I mean, I'm pissed off. I'm not pissed off at you. I told Anne, I'm like, Cameron is great. I'm like, we've had the best relationship, for all these years.
Yeah,
I'm
tenfold.
like, and yeah, 13 plus. And I was like, I don't, this is nothing on him. This is on your company. And she said, she's like, how do you know the diamonds didn't get switched? I'm like, how do you know the diamonds didn't get switched on you? And she didn't have an answer for that. I was like, okay. So that's when I just got mad. So I don't know. I mean, I like being able to call you and to get what I need and,
Yeah,
you know.
every time. Every
Yeah.
time.
So I don't know where I stand right now.
Well, and I don't know how much business you want to talk on while you're on vacation. I know when I'm on vacation, I'm like, don't call me, RDI, you want me to have my work email connected to my phone. That ain't happening. Like, no, I'm good, So if you want to pick up this conversation after vacation, we totally can. I certainly hope that we don't have to burn a bridge.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from whatever power I have between you and me doing business, because that's how I view it. It's a, yes, I work for RDI, but it's my business because I
Right.
talk to you damn near daily. I talk to you more than I talk to my own mother. So, there's a sense of partnership. No, I'm not on your payroll, but you have a question on a diamond. You have a question on an appraisal. You have a question on, somebody came in with Blue Nile and I don't know how to compete and, whatever. Cool. Let's discuss. Let's brainstorm. Let's try to figure it out together, because when you succeed, I hopefully bear a couple of those fruits, from that
Sure.
tree. I can tell you, depending on what kind of business you choose to continue to do with me, any chance that I can get discounts, any chance that I can knock off something here, knock off something there, I'm going to do it for you.
Thank you.
So, you know, I don't have a management title or anything, but with whatever power I can do and what I can ask for, I'll do it. So.
And I appreciate that.
You know, that's just because of our business relationship and how long we've known each other. You know, that would be not something I would offer to somebody who, you know, got offended because I called too much and I've never done a lick of business with them. Okay, sorry.
Right.
We're not on the same page. But for you, you know, or any of my jewelers I've been doing business with for 13 plus years, I've, you know, that's been...
Exactly.
So, if that sways you at all to continue to work with me, you know, great, and I hope that's the case, you know. But, you know, whatever you decide.
Yeah.
We're friends regardless, you know. If you got a question on anything, or, you know, you got my cell phone, so... You know.
Yeah. You know, I've calmed down a little bit. I got the diamonds back, and of course, I'm not happy. I know that they're yours, but if they're gonna fuck with me on that, then you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just kind of see where it goes from there.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up again next week.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. So, but well, I was like, oh, Cameron hasn't called me in days. We're not friends anymore.
No, I figured I wanted to let you kind of cool down a little bit. I figured if I called you like the day after, I didn't know if I was going to be walking into, you know, Spitfire or if I was going to, you know what I mean? So I was like, I don't want that mouth of the sailor to be aimed towards me. I was like, let me just, you know, wait a couple days, kind of let things cool down and just kind of reflect on it. I mean, more than anything, just reflect on the situation at hand. I know it's not the outcome that either one of us really likes, but I know going forward, you know, like you said, you need anything from me, you get what you ask for, you know, you need a budget diamond, great. You need something that's eye clean, great. Like, you know, you and I, we see eye to eye on a lot of things. So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully that can continue. But like you said, we can pick that up when you get back from vacation, and we can generate a game plan if you so choose, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sound good? All right. Well, you enjoy your vacation.
Thank you very much.
Hope it's by some water, because I know you love that.
It is. I'm going to visit my girlfriends in Ponce Inlet, and we are celebrating my best friend being cancer-free. So it'll be a good time.
That's a fantastic reason to celebrate. Well, that's great news. I don't know your friend, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah, well, I'm happy for her, too.
Absolutely.
So hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just keep up with the checkups and everything. And
I feel
like... My mom got two bouts of cancer at 50, and she's a nurse. You think she would know better, right? She didn't do her checkups. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, I beat it, you know. Come on, seriously?
Yeah.
You know, nurses, they're their own worst patients.
They are. That's for very true.
You know, that's a
so fun. Yeah, we're gonna do a little celebrating. We're gonna do a tiki hut. Boat, water, 4-hour island hopping thing.
I do that down here.
Do you?
Yeah. My buddy's got a tiki boat. We got a 12-person tiki boat. We got a 36-passenger pontoon boat. Yeah, that's what we do down here.
Cool.
You're going to have a lot of fun. Those are.
Yeah, I've never done it before.
Oh, they're so much fun. They're so much fun.
I think it's just the five of us, too. So.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Bring some wine, bring some food, kick back, relax, play some good music. It's a blast.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys will have a lot
of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So that's the plan for my weekend. So I will talk to you Tuesday.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. We'll see you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.